I think a lot of times when people think about risk management, they immediately go to positions on the board. And that's not always what risk management is. So first and foremost, we sit down with the producer and we want them to understand, or and we want to understand, number one, what is your marketing plan? You know, who are you selling your products to? Who is the third party? What does that contract look like if you do have a contract in place? That's the first step that we do. Secondly, we want to understand, do they truly understand their cost of production? Do they understand what it takes, whether it's, you know, putting that feeder into the feedlot, whether it's that bushel of grain coming out of the field? Do they truly understand what their cost of production is? And so can they effectively margin and hedge that particular product for a profit? Last but not least, we also want to understand operational risk. So we sit down and talk to them. What happens if there's a failure? What happens if there's death loss? What happens? And just working with them on what can their balance sheet really survive? What can their balance sheet really take if they do have a significant loss and they're not protected on the other side? And so we view it very, very holistically in that conversation. So when we're working with a customer, our first step is working through all those, but also let's write that plan down. Let's follow that plan. Let's be disciplined in how we're approaching that plan. Because as we're seeing right now, there's a lot of volatility. Take various, you know, commodities that we're in. There's just tremendous volatility. And sticking with that disciplined approach and that disciplined plan, generally speaking, that's where we've seen the best success.